Missed anything on the show? Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or check out the Hit app.
The Mid-North Coast's Hit.
Tell you what, I've got a theory for you and I feel like it's going to blow your mind or you'll dismiss it immediately.
Lay it on me.
All right. Now, you know how the sun, the little plants in the ground, they, you know, the photosynthesis process starts from the sunlight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about, and they've done some tests off the coast of WA where the underwater sort of coral reefs have been affected by the moonlight.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And what happens is the moonlight starts to trigger off their growth and their regeneration, and they start to grow. And what happens is, and I've seen this, the plants start to trigger off other plants and their growth. So say you've got a big clump of coral, Christy. I know you're looking at me all confused. So you got a big clump of coral and it's starting to grow because the moonlight's starting to affect it. I don't know what, I think it's gamma. Is it gamma rays? The sunlight reflects to the moon, to the ground.
Keep going.
Okay, right, yeah, he's still not sold. It triggers off the other plants around it. Now, I read this and obviously I'm well read on it because I can only remember certain parts of it, but I thought to myself, when you get a load of women.
Right? Oh, no.
No, Christy, come on. When you get a load of women and they're around each other a long time, they start to become one, if you like, with the most dominant of the women.
You're talking about synchronizing menstrual cycles experiment done in San Francisco 1982.
Yeah.
Don't be so awkward about it. Look, it's natural.
It's true. Ladies do it. And I don't know why they do it. However, what I'm looking at in terms of this coral reef is the moonlight is affecting the growth, similar to photosynthesis with plants on the surface. And what it's doing is it's spurring other smaller, less dominant plant groups to do it as well. So I think maybe the moon controls how, ladies get there. I mean,
the moon don't look is at me a like contributor that.
The moon,
to when we...
Is it not a monthly cycle, the moon? I'm just saying, is it not a monthly cycle?
Well, you've brought a whole bunch of things in there. You did leave out 5G, coronavirus, people, and chemtrails and UFOs, but that's not a bad start.
Tinfoil hat boys over here.
No, this isn't a conspiracy. I'm just saying maybe that, because we're natural beings. I mean, we don't help the planet in any way. If anything, the planet would be better off without us. But what's your reasoning, do you think, for the reason that women sync up this way?
Well, firstly, the experiment was done way back in the early 1980s in San Francisco, and it was claimed that this woman was a dominant cycle person, and any other woman who moved in with her would synchronize her menstrual cycles with this dominant woman.
Right.
And so they got this woman to deliver to the laboratory her armpit sweat.
What?
And she did this by wearing a cotton pad in her armpit for 2 days at a time. And then every second day she'd drop it off at the laboratory. They would then get the cotton pad, put it in a little bottle of alcohol to remove essence of armpit, and then put one tiny droplet of this essence of armpit on the upper lip of female volunteers, who, of course, were female, not on a pill, not pregnant, et cetera, et cetera. And they found that the majority of these women then started synchronizing with this woman whom they had never met.
Right.
So this is the synchronization of the menstrual cycles. Since then, there's been some follow-up research which shows that the effect is probably real, but a lot weaker than was claimed at that time. But it does seem to be a bit of it, but not as strong as they claim. Right. So we're talking about pheromones. So, yes, there are pheromones in the sweat, but their effect, while it will synchronize some people, it doesn't work for all women. And what happens when you've got two non-dominant women or two dominant women with regard to their menstrual cycles coming together, you get a whole mix of things. But there is a weak effect there. That is correct.
This is just crazy. So, but I feel like you still haven't answered Bodger's question.
It's not the moon, then.
What's about the moon?
Well, he brought in so many things. I'm still waiting for the chemtrails and the UFOs. So now, specifically with the moon, what happens is the moon is involved with coral spawning, but it doesn't do photosynthesis and there's no gamma rays. There's different reasons to do with the height of the water at the tide and the success rate for the coral sperm, the eggs and the spawn to get together.
Yeah. So basically, right? You're putting a line through the moon controlling the menstrual cycle of women.
Well, no, there is that nice coincidence that the Earth and the Moon, where you are together, they're locked together, and the Moon does go around the Earth in that period of time that we call a month, or a month, roughly. And women's menstrual cycles are pretty close to that. Now we enter the field called evolutionary biology, which is full of really neat theories and very little proof. And by theory, I mean hypothesis. Right. And so the hypothesis is that way back in our past, in the last 200,000 years before we had cities, come the full moon, people would say, well, it's a full moon, so we haven't invented torches yet, but luckily it's a full moon, so I can see where we're going. Hey, Bodge, you look pretty hot. Let's go and go for a walk in the moonlight. You and me know what I mean. And the advantage of walking in the moonlight was that you wouldn't fall over and trip and hurt yourself and get eaten by a dinosaur or something like that. And that's a weak hypothesis coming out of the field of evolutionary biology, that women would observe the full moon so they can then, before electricity, go out and then make babies. So that's a very weak theory.
So in short, I should probably abandon my thesis that I'm calling moonstration.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, no, no. The exact opposite. You should enter this field with a joy. Go into the field of evolutionary biology. So go into Google Scholar, not just regular Google, because regular Google is just full of crazy people saying stuff, but Google Scholar, where you're looking at the peer-reviewed literature, and go searching for the field of evolutionary biology. Start off on Wikipedia, and if you've got theories like that, mate, you're off to a great start.
I like it. Yeah, you haven't dismissed it. You did throw the chemtrails at me, but, you know, apart from that, you did listen. You gave us a reasoned reply. A lot of information about studies done in the early 80s, which means that, you know, they've been thinking about it ever since, you know, at least that point.
It's still not right, Bodge. Your myth has been busted.
There's also some career advice in there that you could start slowly drifting into evolutionary biology. And who knows, in a year or two, you might have a parallel career with your famous career as a radio host.
I mean, it's not without coincidence that we've got a blood moon. I'm just saying.
Not a coincidence, mate. It's not a coincidence that there's 24 hours in a day and 24 cans in a slab of beer. It's not a coincidence.
Dr. Carl, appreciate your time as always. And your new book, Random Road Trip Through Science, is it out now? Can we get it?
Yep, that's right. And it's got holograms in it as well. Uh-huh. So you download the modestly named Dr. Carl app and then aim your phone at the book, and then suddenly little videos of me pop up doing all sorts of things.
No way!
Wow.
Yeah, it's got holograms in it, mate.
I love
Guaranteed.
Science.
Innovation within reading. I love it. Reading's fantastic for kids. And when they've got a little hologram as well, they're going to learn a lot. Dr. Carl, legendary. Thank you as always.
Thank you, Dr. Bodge. Thank you, Dr. Christie.
Thank you.
Oh, mate, a pleasure to have you back on. Really, really do appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Bodge. Thank you, Dr. Christie.
Thank you.
Catch up on anything you may have missed. Download the Christie and Budge podcast at hit.com.au or on the Hit app.
The Mid-North Coast's Hit.